Can annuities protect your assets from creditors and lawsuits? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in episode 94 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. This is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. I had an interesting conversation last week with a potential client who reached out to me, who is an estate planning attorney from Florida. He reached out to me, not because he needed my advice on estate planning, but because he was looking for product recommendations. The way it came about was he was looking to protect his non-qualified, meaning after-tax assets, from any potential lawsuits or creditors or things like that. Not that he ever plans to be in trouble, but he thinks like an attorney. He's always setting up those walls to protect himself, which is smart. So he reminded me of something that I learned a long time ago. And when you're in this business or any business long enough, you tend to learn so much that you end up forgetting things over time as well, because there's only so much knowledge you can have rattle around in your head. So the conversation started, obviously, with who he is, what he's looking to do, so on and so on. And he has IRA money. He also has non-qualified money. And he was pretty adamant about reminding me that we were only looking at using his non-qualified money. The reason being is that IRA money is protected under ERISA. Okay, that was the law that started the 401ks and all the deferred tax retirement plans. The non-qualified money, when I asked him, okay, well, how much of the non-qualified are you looking at allocating to an annuity? He said, well, all of it. I said, okay, well, that's fine. It's your money. We can do whatever you want. But he said the main reason was because the annuity would shield that money from any potential lawsuits or creditors trying to come after him. And again, he's not in trouble. He's just setting up protections for himself, and using the annuity in his mind was the best way to do it. Now, can annuities protect your money from lawsuits and creditors? Well, according to him, yes, but it also depends. The shielding of annuities can fall into several different categories. Number one, unlimited protection. Number two, limited or conditional protection. Or number three, little or no explicit protection. So it really all depends on which state you live in, translates into how much protection an annuity can put around your money. So let's look at this first category of unlimited protection. Now, this gentleman was in Florida, and Florida offers unlimited protection defined by state statute. 222 explicitly states that the cash surrender value and proceeds of annuity contracts are exempt from attachment, garnishment, or any legal process by a creditor. The protection is generally unlimited. Texas has very similar unlimited protection. So good for you, Florida. Good for you, Texas. There's a reason why your populations are exploding. Thank you for setting the example for the rest of the country. Now, this next category of limited or conditional protection, what that means is that it has to be reasonable and necessary. So a lot of states only exempt the portion of the annuity that is reasonably necessary for the support of the annuitant and their dependents. Basically, the state law will protect whichever portion of the annuity is possibly providing income or making sure that you won't be destitute, but a court makes the final determination on what amount is necessary. So God help us with that. There could also be beneficiary restrictions. Some state exemptions only apply if the annuity names a specific beneficiary, such as a spouse, child, or dependent family member. If the annuity is payable to your state, that protection could be void. And then timing constraints. In some states, the protection may not apply to annuities purchased within a short time frame. For example, 6 months or a year before a lawsuit or bankruptcy filing. So this prevents people from basically abusing that protection. It's like when you look at Medicaid, they have a five-year look back to make sure you just didn't give all your money away because you didn't want to pay for long-term care and you want the state to pay for it. This is very similar. They will do a look back period. How long have you had this annuity? And did you only put the money in there because you were trying to avoid a lawsuit or knowing that you were going to file bankruptcy in the future? And then the third category is little or no explicit protection. So a small number of states offer very little or no explicit protection for non-qualified annuities. And again, we're talking about after-tax money. Your IRAs, your 401ks, those are protected under ERISA. as legitimate retirement accounts that they don't want people tapping into, because then you're going to be destitute and the government's going to have to take care of you. But in these cases, the asset might only be protected if you choose to use the federal bankruptcy exemptions, if your state allows it, or if the annuity is held within a separate protected legal structure, like an asset protection trust. As with anything, there are some important caveats to consider. So it's vital to understand that annuity protection is not absolute. There are common exceptions that people are going to be able to get around, and they can pierce that shield. Number one is fraudulent transfers. If a court determines you purchased the annuity with the intent to hinder or defraud somebody, as creditors, that exemption could be totally disallowed. Child support and alimony. Guys, do anything you can to not get divorced. It's one of the most expensive things you can ever do, and you're never getting out of that, okay? Child support and alimony in almost every state, annuity funds are not protected from court order liabilities like child support, spousal maintenance, or alimony. IRS or government claims, you're not getting away from them either. Start voting the right way to get these taxes under control in this country. It's only getting worse. But the protection laws typically do not apply to claims made by federal or state government agencies, such as the IRS. And then also beneficiary claims. If a creditor has a claim against the beneficiary of the annuity, depending on who your beneficiary is, that protection might not extend to the payments once the money is received by that beneficiary. Keep these caveats in mind, okay? Now, how do you figure out what your state offers as far as protection on annuities? Well, start with the state statutes, okay? Just start Googling those things. Like in Florida, the statute is 222.14. Check with your State Department of Insurance. Just go to the DOI website for your specific state, and you're going to find all kinds of information in there. Look for the consumer guides on annuities or insurance protections. And then you can consult national reference guides like NAIC, which is the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. They publish a lot of consumer resources and will provide a state-by-state exemption chart, which is great for some quick comparisons. Now, there are some key takeaways here that annuities, especially in states like Florida and Texas, can be an integral part of an asset protection strategy. However, the specific nuances they provide is a very complex legal issue driven by the laws of your individual state. Okay, so don't rely on general advice. Don't Google this and try and set something up on your own. If asset protection is your primary goal, you must consult with a qualified attorney or financial advisor who's an expert in your specific state's legislation on how much protection your annuity would give you. Don't call Marty about this stuff. I would preferably an estate planning attorney over a financial advisor. However, you can call me to find the best annuity for your situation that will offer the umbrella of protection according to your state statutes. And if you're brand new to annuities and you stumbled across this podcast because you were looking at asset protection, but you want to know more about annuities, I'm going to recommend that you go watch my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, which you can find by going to atlasannuity.com and just clicking on the video section, and it should pop up right at the top. And that would be a great introduction to annuities. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know about annuities, but you've just never thought about this angle of using one as some additional asset protection, then go ahead, go to atlasannuity.com. That takes you directly to my calendar page. Book a short call. And let's get your questions answered and see if we can't find a good fit for your situation. And as always, I want to thank you for joining us. We appreciate you watching and listening. And if you haven't already, please subscribe, give us a thumbs up, share the information with someone that you think would benefit from hearing it. I want to wish you the best in your financial education. Again, this is Marty Becker coming to you with episode 94 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. We'll catch you in the next episode.